Busting the Balls podcast with Mike Wilmot.
No, you can't call it that. You can't. Well, okay.
Why? Is there already a Busting the Balls?
Yeah, Don Marrera. Busting Balls, Don Marrera.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, fucking. Why did you say it then?
Because you just said it.
What are we going to call the podcast then?
It's still Zen.
Zen with Mike Wilmot.
And we need the thingy, but we don't need that.
No, we can do the thing. Okay, I'll walk with you. That's a beautiful thing about the way we're recording this. We can walk down. We're walking down a hallway.
There's some stairs.
Do we have to do this every time? Okay. Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Now you say it.
Okay. Zen.
We'll do it again.
Yeah. Stop the thing. Stop the thing. Okay. Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Okay, but we won't.
I gave it too much.
We don't.
I gave it too much there.
Don't make
you
it.
Do it one more time.
Don't make it breathy. I'll bring it.
No, no, I know. I don't think I have to overdo it. This is too much.
Okay.
This is too much. That's too much Zen.
Where are you gonna put that?
You gonna hang on to it?
Ready? Zen with Mike Wilmot. Yeah, hey, fatty. Yeah. Nice glasses.
Zen with Mike Wilmot. Just like really angry. Zen with Mike Wilmot.
There you go.
Okay, well, at least we got the title sorted out.
All right.
Okay. Not Busting the Balls.
So you say Zen with Mike Wilmot.
You want to put that on, hook it on
just,
here.
Just to do it for the test.
We probably should, this isn't, I don't, I think this should be the first
you do
episode.
Wait, of course you do.
Okay.
Okay, hit it and then start with the, don't hit it.
Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Hey, fatty, nice glasses. Then there should be music. There should be banjo music.
I'll just sing it.
Well, you got a banjo.
I got a banjo.
Yeah.
I got a guitar. Yeah. We'll get one for next episode.
Yeah. Well, this isn't an episode.
I'm going to play this. This is it.
All right. That's enough.
When you hear this.
Okay. I don't know. But this is crap.
No, it's not.
No one will listen to it.
They're listening now.
No one is.
They are.
I'm
listening to it.
I can barely listen to
it. I'm going to listen to this back to it.
Jumping on each other. It's not right.
Okay. Hey, Mike. How's your week been?
No, see, we have to go for coffee first and talk about what we're going to do.
No, we're having coffee. I'm drinking coffee.
Is that the blue one?
I'm drinking coffee.
No.
What? No. Which blue one?
No, I didn't. No, I just. Are you looking at it?
Zen with Mike Wilmot.
See, I don't want it to sound like a radio show, neither. It
doesn't sound like a radio show.
Maybe
it sounds like a podcast.
Let's just get rid of all the gimmicks.
In a radio show, they don't talk over each other.
Let's no gimmicks.
In a radio show, there's a producer.
Maybe have this here.
I'm the producer.
Not at the beginning. It's not a game.
What do you mean it's not a game?
You know what I mean?
But podcasting's not a game?
Well, whatever. I don't know. Okay, let's see if it works.
What was that noise?
People are going to listen to 20 minutes of you mimicking me being all upset because they don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm not upset.
Here, now, see if it works.
No, it works.
See if it works.
This is not.
I want to hear it.
I'm not going to.
I want to hear it.
But do you wait till you're done before you listen? We haven't even gone over what we're going to do.
This
is only in 5 minutes. Look, I'm going to look at the time. That's only 3 minutes in, or 3 minutes deep into a 20-minute podcast.
Erase it, and we'll do a real one.
Okay, I'll edit this out. Okay, here we go.
Are you gonna?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna. Okay.
How do I know? I'm not gonna hear this.
I know. You're listening to Zen.
No.
Yes.
No, you're missing. No. You're listening. Maybe.
No,
okay. Good. Okay.
We'll edit this.
Right.
Zen.
Now you're smacking it.
I know, but I was doing the second one we did earlier. We go, Zen with Mike Wilmot. Maybe I should save that for like a podcast.
You have been listening to Smack Zen with Mike Wilmot. At the very end.
Zen, Mike Wilmot. Like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
We'll ask the fans.
The fans. You said no one's going to be listening to
you. You said somebody would be.
You, who? Your daughter?
Your granddaughter?
Your granddaughter will listen to it when she's 18 and go, oh my God, what was my... What was my grandfather doing at the time? What was he thinking?
He died right after that.
It was, yeah.
He jumped right out the window.
He was living in a post-truth era.
Well, yeah.
And this is like a pre-truth era.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I was trying to make it political.
I want this to be an escape.
I know, but I was doing...
A safe place.
But I was. For lefties. Don't say
safe place. A safe place for lefties. See?
There you go. It works. Zen. It's got to be Zen.
Do we have a theme? Is there an overall arc? We don't have an arc. It's arcless.
What do you think Zen is?
I don't know.
Zen is the arc.
I thought it just means calm the hell down.
Calm the hell down. Shut the fuck up.
Isn't Zen just Zen. Finding a place inside yourself that's calm and quiet with babbling brooks and bunny rabbits?
I thought Zen was taking
like
your
whales.
Time.
Like a little bit, not all of Wales, but there's a little parts of Wales where you sit on a bench and you're near a babbling brook.
Yes, that's right, like a whale, but you're not thinking about, you mean whales, not like the animal whales. I was thinking whale song. When you said whales, it's like whales.
I don't know what the Welsh do, but that sounds Welsh. That's not whale music.
What's that? That is like whale music.
Well, I'm not feeling...
I was actually kind of interested in what you thought Zen was.
Is it a happy place, Zen, or is it just a blank
place?
How
I think Zen... Have you read any books on Zen?
No.
Okay.
I just like the title, because I figured I'm the opposite of Zen.
No, you are not. I find you so Zen-like.
All right.
Yeah, you are.
What is Zen?
Zen is where you sit around and don't do very much.
Well, then I'm Zen-ing now.
Yeah, I know. You Zen... You sit
so on... you're saying watching Daredevil...
Twice.
All day long, and Star Trek: The Next Generation. And even though you've seen every one of them 10 times,
yeah. Roadkill, even though you don't own a car.
No, but that's a great show with all the.
I know. You see what they did with the cam the other day?
They're spot welding. You don't know.
I know it though. You've got to change the spark plugs on that Chevy.
All I know is when you have a supercharger, you're a hero.
What's a supercharger?
I have no idea.
It's a car.
It's a thing you put on a motor.
The Ford supercharger.
You can add it to your motor so you get more horsepower and torque ratio.
I know what it does is it puts more into the camshaft.
No, a cam is a shaft, clearly.
That's what I just said.
No, that's just something that's more spinning.
Camshaft.
No, yeah. Don't twirl.
The petrol goes in and it goes boop. Like
it's
a little...
too frantic. I don't like the pace.
Zen. You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Oh, my God, Phil.
Now, don't say my name. I don't want people to know who I am.
Oh, great.
People listen to think I'm involved.
Phil Nichol.
It's not Phil Nichol.
Phil Nichol, formerly
it's not.
Of the Juice Pigs.
It's not.
Phil
Watkinson.
Phil
Watkinson. It's Phil Watkinson.
Nicholson.
And Mike Wilmot in Zen.
What is Zen with Mike Wilmot? Zen. You don't have to say me twice.
It's just a podcast.
So are you a sidekick? Because right now it's more 50-50 than I like.
If I was a sidekick.
I would much prefer 70 me, 30 you.
Okay, well, you paid for the batteries.
I'm not paying for the batteries.
Yeah, you are.
I wanted to do this like months ago.
I got a
now
receipt.
I do not want to do this
I
at all.
I bought a recording device. I bought a recording device so that you can...
Take it.
At least pay for the fucking batteries, Mike.
Swore. I have Adam.
This is how... We lost our 18 rating there.
We don't... Oh, yeah, you can say fucking this.
No, you can't.
Why not?
You just did. Well, you can.
But this is what this is all about, podcast. It's like radio, but
oh,
with
right.
fucks
so,
in it.
Oh, no, like you can say, talk like you normally talk.
Fuck radio.
So you can actually just abuse me the way you, give me the abuse you normally give
I don't,
me.
See, I don't want it like that.
You don't like what?
This isn't entertaining.
It's not, it's supposed to be entertaining.
It isn't?
It's a podcast, supposed to be educational.
Are any, really?
Yeah.
Are any of these things educational?
Are we going to read a book about Zen at any point?
When you say we, do you mean me?
I mean you.
Yeah, I know.
Could you Google it?
No. I Googled it.
I'm going to
Google it. No, don't Google it.
I'm going to
Google it. I Googled it earlier. It said something about relaxing.
You had to Google
it. It's a meditative state.
You had to
Google it. It's a meditative state.
You had to Google
I'm not getting there.
You had to Google Zen. I can't believe it.
I Googled Zen.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. It's three
Zen.
Letters. You have never heard the word Zen?
Heard of Zen. It's a nice attack.
Why would you call your podcast Zen if you don't even know what it means?
You named it.
I didn't name it.
You said we'll call it Zen with Mike Wilmot. I said, that's funny. Let's do that.
I said at the beginning.
Not at the beginning. At the beginning of this idea, which was a year ago.
Yeah, but anytime I have a bad idea, you nix it anyway. So if I said Zen with Mike Wilmot, you didn't like it. No, don't like that.
I did
next.
Like it.
Fishing with Mike Wilmot.
Yeah, see,
mountain
now,
climbing,
no.
Mike Wilmot. Anyway, with Mike Wilmot.
Now it's
funny bones, Mike Wilmot.
Too much. This is too much. I want people to relax. This isn't relaxing.
Okay, Zen. It's not. I'm trying to. Okay, it's a Vietnamese name is Thien. Don't know if you know.
So you hear that great pause after that?
That was
me not giving a fuck.
Mike, well, that's what Zen is.
Well, there you go.
See, emphasis on rigorous self-control.
Oh, well, so it's your whole show is about me.
About you.
Trying to get a little self-control.
Over me.
Well, no, you come on too strong. You're like anti-Zen. You make people that are trying to find Zen, you show them the other route.
It favors direct understanding through Zenzen and interaction with an accomplished teacher, which is why I'm here, Mike. Teach me. Teach me your ways.
Teach me?
Teach us. The podcast, the podcast listener.
You're not listening.
They are joining me on my journey.
This isn't what I wanted to do.
The podcast listener joining me, Philip Watkinson, on my journey
to
a Zen-like state.
Phil Watkinson?
With what? Yeah, that's what I said earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want people to
know. Oh, no, it's not Phil Nichol.
No.
No, it's Mike Wilmot and Phil Watkinson.
Yeah. Well.
See, what is it, 7 minutes? We ran into a wall.
Observing the breath.
Yeah, that's the meditative state crap.
Yeah.
It's like taking a nap, but you're awake.
But
it's like one of those naps you have where you don't really fall asleep, you just really relax, and then you sort of giggle and you're awake.
Right. Often on a square or round cushion.
You're still reading, huh?
Placed on. No, I'm just trying to get...
But this could have been done this before is the first we turned your machine.
I know, but why do that when you could have a fun time doing it on a podcast?
But
Mike.
But podcasts have themes and...
But this is a theme.
Not really, do they?
Zen.
Some of them are interviews. It can't be interviews. We're going to do... It's just me and you.
We're doing 100 podcasts trying to get to the bottom of Zen.
Well, why don't we just do 100 minutes and make them all minute-long podcasts? And then we'll just do this for 100 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we'll break it into
minutes.
Because
actually, most of the meditations are about 100 minutes. Did you know that?
No.
With rest breaks, meals, and short periods of work performed. Oh, periods of work, which reminds me, there's a vacuum cleaner.
I just did the dishes.
You didn't do nothing.
You made the dishes. You dirty them. I did them.
I had one plate.
Oh, you're one of those people? I just washed my own dish?
I did.
Yeah, oh,
I did.
That's fucking evil.
No,
that,
it's not.
That is what
I washed my dish and
I
put it up.
I hate people that do that.
No, why?
I hate people that...
I clean up after themselves?
I cleaned my fork
you hate
and my... You don't do the other people?
I cleaned up after myself.
You don't. You clean up after everybody when you live with people.
No, you don't.
You don't
clean up after nothing. Come out here and there's nuts on the couch.
No,
there is.
I clean up every morning. I clean it up
every morning. And you get up at about 2 in the afternoon.
That's a comedian's morning.
The beginning of the Shang Dynasty, the practice.
Oh, fuck.
What?
You heard me.
What?
Oh, fuck. Okay, go what?
No, never mind.
Yeah, well, no. I want to achieve Zen. I thought it was due, but suddenly you hit that thing and then you get it. Zen. Nothing. Goddamn thing.
No, I feel pretty good about it.
I'm getting
the liturgy. What does liturgy mean?
Oh, am I going to have to Google that? What you're Googling? I have to get my
get
computer?
Your Google out. And we'll Google, then we'll
I'll
Google
whip
it.
Whip my Google out.
No, don't go and get your... Are you going to get your Google? Whip.
Well,
whip.
I don't know.
You're going to whip your Google out?
Did
you say whip my Google out?
Yeah, I said
How old are you?
I'm
what 50, generation?
53 years what, old. What your generation?
When did you get my generation?
We sang.
Phil Watkinson's. I was born in the 80s.
It's a heartbeat.
And a heartbeat
is a new sensation.
It's a lark beat.
There's a love beat.
And a love
beat.
It's a good vibration. Listen to my heart pound.
Okay, what we'll do?
Listen to your heart sound.
Okay. Who was
feel it?
It
getting stronger.
This is the
Franco family. Don't let off any longer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I become
the Kinky Boots version of the DeFranco family. You know, we'll play that. Can you do that at the end of this? Can you play the actual
song? We'll put it on at the end.
Well, that'll
be like our theme.
No, just for this episode. Let it be liquid, Phil. Let it be liquid.
Liquid, oh, I see. Thank you, Master.
See, we're getting there.
Yeah, we are.
We're getting there. See, I'm not minding it now after the
I'm going to go, the history of Zen.
Don't edit this too much.
I'm not editing it at all. I'll edit out every second word you say. So you sound
How about just
dumb.
Edit me out completely?
You go, I am.
Someone will listen to this. Someone.
No. Yes, people who are interested in Zen, and they'll be pissed off. The fuck is that guy?
They're sitting on the floor like a
bed.
Sound cancellation kind
of
shit.
Would you put some ambient music underneath so I get at the beginning just to fool them? and then come in with, you're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Now. Okay, so this is what the show is about. Phil Nichol and I.
Yeah.
Phil.
Yeah.
What?
Watkinson.
Watkinson. Phil Watkinson and Mike Williamson-Bergsky. They're two guys that aren't comedians or professionals.
Nope, not at all.
Anyway.
No, we're just in
And term. They're going to figure out what Zen is over the course of how many of these things.
Well, I think you should be the Zen master because it's with Mike Wilmot. And I should be the student.
Okay, so after this.
I've come to you with an empty bowl. I have come to you, bowl empty, with nothing but with one rice grain.
See, now it sounds all racist.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it did. Right there.
Why?
You can't. Oh, that's whole. It was like that.
I did not
you
say
did.
That.
You sounded,
I did not. Mike, you got racist.
Now
you're doing it again.
Like a Chinese guy in
bananas. I'm glad you're racist.
You know, remember when there was that one Chinese guy who was in all the bananas?
Yeah, because there was...
Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke. But the Chinese built the West. You know that.
Yeah. And they were slaughtered. Are we going to go there? We're not going to go there slaughtering
not
Chinese
really.
People.
No? Not really. Although, if you want to talk about, politics.
No! No!
Okay.
I'm Canadian. Oh, okay. Canada. And the DeFranco family.
Yeah.
We'll put them both together.
Oh, Zanada.
Oh, Zen, not Zan.
I know, Zen. No, I said Zanada. Oh, Zanada.
Well, then it doesn't work.
I know. But it was worth a try. Well,
it's a principle. That's what this theme will be. That's
podcasting.
The theme.
There's no editing. It's
Phil Watkinson and Mike Williamsburgsky are trying to figure out how to do a podcast.
Okay. No, we're not doing a podcast. We're doing one. We're not trying to figure out what Zen is.
I guess you're right.
We're talking about Zen is.
Yeah, I guess you are because right. This is actually, whatever it is, this is because it's a podcast.
You're right.
Then it is a...
Zen it is.
Zen it is. Zen it's a podcast.
Zen it's a podcast.
A podcast. I prefer pod thing.
Pod thing.
We're doing a pod thing.
Because you know that takes away the casting idea.
What casting?
Well, that podcast. Cat means you...
I thought I thought we were going to audition people to replace us.
That's not a next bad week, idea. Yeah, not a bad
idea. Let's just get... Yeah,
who would you get to play you, Mike?
Mike Wilmot.
Oh, he's very good.
Yeah, he does a good me.
Yeah, if he's sober.
Well, we can always find somebody else.
Yeah. I reckon we could get Rich Hall to play you, and maybe...
Can't afford Rich
Hall.
And
then maybe someone like Lee Mack to play me, maybe? Someone funny. Lee Mack.
He's bouncy enough to play you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we could get... How about we get... Sam Simmons. We get him to play me.
Sam Simmons?
You could play Phil.
Yeah, he's wacky enough to play you, I guess.
He could play me.
Not wacky. Silly.
Silly. Silly. You're silly. He's a silly guy.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? He's so much funnier than me. It would be.
Well, that's only because he's Australian.
It'd be difficult.
He's funny in that, like, he's Australian. Like, you know, people laugh at Australians.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he looks a little fun, clown-esque.
He does look, he does.
I think he's manipulated that for the sake of the theater.
I think he shaves his noggin that way.
Yeah, he's probably got a full head of hair.
He's got a beautiful head of hair in his high school yearbook. Wow. It's still in his high school yearbook.
He kept it. He's got that bag of it.
It's got all crisp.
Yeah. You know, if he ever goes homeless, he can use it as a pillow.
Yes.
His bag of hair.
It's a bag of...
Does he keep adding to it, do you think?
He can't. Well, we're not going to just make fun of Sam Simmons.
No.
I can't find
We'll make fun of... This will be the make fun of another comedian section that Mike Williamsburg and Schmergen Dergeberg-esque.
Well, this part can just come out.
What's that?
This part can come out.
No.
No.
Okay, listening
that's
to
getting a little tired already.
I know. Well, I know, but
every episode we're going to get it, but we're going to hit it.
We should do that.
Slowly, we get rid of it.
We should do that.
That's what the arc is.
So we throw it
slowly,
away.
Slowly, we keep doing this until we chuck
what,
that.
We go at this thing. Right. You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
So.
No.
to go.